Oh, to know what to do. Ellen did not relish traveling to Europe, especially in time to attend the Missionary Council in September 1885. To travel across the continent in the heat of summer and in my condition of health, she wrote, seemed almost presumptuous. She wished for positive guidance to know what course to follow. As the appointed time for starting drew near, my faith was severely tested. I so much desired someone of experience upon whom I could rely for counsel and encouragement. My courage was gone, and I longed for human help, one who had a firm hold from above, and whose faith would stimulate mine. As the time for the final decision was at hand, W. C. White slipped away from Oakland for a few days at Heltsburg. He spoke courage to his mother. He pointed her to the past, when, under the most forbidding circumstances, she had moved out by faith according to the best light she had, and the Lord strengthened and supported her. Of the experience she reported, I did so, and decided to act in the judgment of the General Conference, and start on the journey, trusting in God. My trunk was packed, and I returned with him to Oakland. Here I was invited to speak to the church Sabbath afternoon. I hesitated, but these words came to me with power, "My grace is sufficient for you." Writing of the experience in her diary, she said, "I was no longer uncertain. I would venture to go with the party across the plains." There were 12 who left Oakland for the East on Monday, July 13th. Among them were her son, Willie, his wife, Mary, and their daughter, Ella, also, Miss Sarah McIntyre, whom Ellen chose to go with her as a traveling companion not only across the country but also to Europe. This was her 25th trip to or from the West Coast. The party made brief stops at Battle Creek and South Lancaster. On Friday, after writing for a few hours, at 10 o'clock in the morning she left for Boston, where she and those traveling with her were to embark for Southampton, England. As the SS Cephalonia was to leave Sabbath afternoon, the party went aboard Friday afternoon so as to be settled before the Sabbath. She noted that we accomplished this nearly. Her stateroom was large enough for the company to gather for Friday evening worship. She reported, "All take part. The Lord seems very near, and I feel peaceful and restful." The voyage across the Atlantic took more than a week. Most of it was pleasant, but one storm was encountered, followed by foggy weather. Ellen White was able to do quite a bit of writing, articles and letters, with the help of Mary and Sarah McIntyre. She noted, "We used the calligraph, typewriter, with good effect.